This is Wade Reff here with the Chief Organizer's Report. The White House and right wing are creating a red state healthcare kill zone. When someone is elected president, they used to actually believe the words their speechwriters would scribble on a line that they were the president of all the people in America. It's becoming clearer under the Trump administration that even though he and the White House might parrot those words, they clearly no longer believe them at all. The problem probably starts with the fact that when you're elected by the states through the weirdness of the archaic pro-slavery roots of the Electoral College rather than the majority of the actual voters, as was the case for Trump, then you may easily slide to the incorrect understanding that your mandate is in the states. Looking at the wrong-headed, feeble, and gutless concessions that the White House is offering to the Freedom Caucus, the 30-odd member secret cabal in the House of Representatives, it's hard to escape this theme that the president no longer believes we are one united government with a national vision and program, but thinks it's a patchwork quilt of states doing their own thing. What's really confusing to me, though, is why he would be willing to make his red state base a killing zone of his supporters. The lead balloon floated to the Freedom Caucus by Vice President Pence and Trump's chief of staff would give states the ability to waive the crucial life and death protections that were the fabric of the national health care plan. According to the New York Times, the Freedom Caucus says the White House is pitching a health care evisceration that would involve the following. States would have the option to jettison two major parts of the Affordable Care Act's insurance regulations. They would decide to opt out of provisions that require insurers to cover a standard minimum package of benefits known as essential health benefits. And they could decide to do away with a rule that requires insurance companies to charge the same price to everyone who is the same age, a provision called community rating. Yes, you get it. The president's offer to the cabal was that the full force and strength of the U.S. government would allow the far right and their allies and supporters in the states to eviscerate any semblance of health care coverage to allow insurance companies, soon to be their largest campaign contributors, no doubt, to do whatever they want to whomever can't pay the price. So gone would be the bar against not insuring people with pre-existing conditions if the state came to the position that they wanted to say so. They'd get an exemption. Gone would go the basic protections. Gone would be bars against pricing discrimination, and who knows what might be left. Once the White House says that they are going to green light any crazy waiver that comes their way and leave that state's people on bleeding, dying on the emergency room floor, then who knows what might be next. Were this gutting of health care to proceed, it's not really just about red states and blue states, but mainly about rich and poor. Besides this health care proposal being a huge giveaway to the rich on tax breaks, it would also further divide rich and poor based on their ability to pay the insurance piper whatever price they set as they established the divide between their profit and loss as the same as the divide between life and death based on your wallet size. This is Wade Ranthke for questions or comments. www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.